Headline: The jailed $6 billion Bitcoin fraudster who wanted to be Liberland's queen, published at 8:50 p.m., November 11, 2025. A Chinese fraudster who wanted to be queen of Justin Sun-led micronation Liberland and have the Dalai Lama anoint her a goddess has been sentenced by a UK court to more than 11 years in jail for her part in a $6 billion Bitcoin, BTC, scam. 47-year-old Chen Jiamin orchestrated the scheme in China before fleeing to the UK in 2017. She was arrested 7 years later in York and pleaded guilty to various criminal charges in 2025. The Financial Times previously revealed the contents of her online diary, where she expressed her desire to become ruler of Liberland. Chen planned on building a Buddhist temple, an airport, and a port within the 7-square-kilometer region wedged between Croatia and Serbia. She also wanted to splash $5 million on her own crown and scepter. Read more: Takeaway worker guilty of laundering billions with Bitcoin. To top it off, she reportedly planned to flatter a British duke and buy her own Swedish castle. In order to become queen, Chen would have had to do some serious convincing, or even more serious overthrowing, as the unrecognized nation claims to be a republic with its own democratic elections. The nation's founder, Vít Jedlička, currently holds the title of president, while controversial crypto billionaire Justin Sun has been elected as the region's prime minister 5 times in a row. Tron blockchain founder Sun also owns the crypto exchange HTX, originally called Huobi, which was used by Chen to store crypto that had been converted from the investor funds she misappropriated. Fate of Chen Jiamin's $6 billion Bitcoin stash to be decided next year. Chen's scheme promised investors dividends from crypto mining, as well as 300% returns from other investment products. It was also endorsed by the son-in-law of Chairman Mao, and she was able to host conferences in one of China's legislative halls. Over 120,000 people were defrauded before she fled to the UK with £20 million worth of BTC. She spent years laundering the funds with the help of a former takeaway worker, while the stash of 60,000 BTC ballooned to over $6 billion. Lawyers have told the BBC that thousands of victims are hoping to recover their lost funds. They warned that the claims would be difficult to prove. However, as in some cases, funds were given to local promoters, who then relayed the funds to Chen's enterprise. The civil proceeds of crime case will reportedly take place early next year to decide what to do with the Bitcoin sum. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.